Okay, and the question today is coming from Algeria.
Yes.
But we're here to change the narrative and broaden it out, and it's great that people from other countries are sending in questions because that really does help broaden it out.
Are there times that other aspects of life should be prioritised over expanding our minds?
Everything is going to expand our mind, no matter what happens,
yes.
Whatever the occurrence. So
it's like expanding your horizons,
yeah,
isn't it?
So is there other areas of life that should be prioritised? Well, no, because it's all expanding, whether we like it or not, it's expanding our minds. We're back. We are the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast, and we're here to explore with you new perspectives, views, and help us all, you and us, become and evolve into better people. And when we say us, I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott, and my job is getting people out into nature, appreciating it in as many ways as I can, making it part of daily life. Who's the co-host?
My name's William Mankler. Thanks very much for being with us. I like to pick my camera up, but these days I'm more presenting things like, for example, this show, of course, the Have You Ever Considered podcast. That's another podcast that I did alongside Tommy Serafinski, who's going to be one of the guests at the event we're going to be doing in May.
Yeah, the live event.
Live event. And
travelling over from Ireland.
You often find me just live on Facebook and on YouTube and Twitter, just talking about various things, and photography mostly. That show is evolving, definitely. And this show is also evolving with every question that you send in to us. Did you see what I did there? I think that was really good. I think it was best.
It was reasonable.
Oh, better than your segues, yeah. I would say.
Okay, and the question today is coming from Algeria.
Yes.
But we're here to change the narrative and broaden it out. And it's great that people from other countries are sending in questions because that really does help broaden it out.
Yes.
And breaking down the issues into bite-sized chunks. By doing this podcast, makes me realise many of the issues and the solutions are often roughly the same wherever you are. It's a very human story.
Yeah. I often talk about, you know, when you meet somebody, the nationality or their culture is an interesting aspect,
yeah.
And you have to take that into consideration. But often, when you boil most people down, it's down to very similar fundamentals in life, right? You want to be part of a tribe, you want to be part of a group, you want to have a roof over your head, you want to have food on your table, you want to be loved. They're all universals, aren't they?
Pretty much. But let's go into the question. Who's the question from and what is it?
It's from Samir in Tlemcen. And Tlemcen is in the very... I've just been looking at Google Maps because I'm just always interested in where these places are. It's in the very, very far west of Algeria, almost towards... obviously not in Morocco, but near the Moroccan border. Samir, do you actually get into Morocco often? Do you actually go into the other country? Just a random question I always find quite fascinating. Anyway, Samir's question, thanks very much. This is your second question, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you may have.
May have had two or three more, right? But anyway, this particular question starts, should we always leave space and prioritise consciously and subconsciously expanding our minds, or are there times that other aspects of life should be prioritised over expanding our minds? If it's the latter, perhaps our default position should ideally be done by those non-mind expanding things with an open mind at the very least, or often as possible. Is there enough time in the day to take on all the mind expanded opportunities presented to us anyway? And if we tried, other aspects of life that bring balance could be neglected. You've said in the podcast before that not all opportunities are opportunities. Can I ask, are these questions I raise an example of some opportunities being distractions depending on when they arise, etc.? And do we have time in any given day to take all opportunities in all their forms that we are presented with anyway?
Some of this is unanswerable because some of this is philosophical.
Oh, this isn't just got a foot in philosophy. This is full bodily jumped in
exactly.
Off the deep end, off the high platform into the diving pool.
Okay,
right?
Let's just start at the top. Should we always leave space and prioritise consciously and subconsciously expanding our minds, or are there times that other aspects of life should be prioritised over expanding our minds? I would actually say if we're consciously and subconsciously expanding our minds, you know, everything is going to expand our minds no matter what happens,
yes.
Whatever the occurrence. So
it's like expanding your horizons, isn't it?
Yeah. So is there other areas of life that should be prioritised? Well, no, because it's all expanding our, whether we like it or not, it's expanding our minds.
Yeah, expanding your. I'd like to rephrase it almost like expanding your horizons.
Yeah.
So this is one thing we like to do on this podcast, is to get you to think and expand your own horizons, expand your own. But we can all be very much limited, guilty of limited thinking and conscious.
Cognitive dissonance.
Bias. What's it called? Basically, I can't think of it now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The next line is, if it's the latter, perhaps the default position should be ideally to do those non-mind expanding things with an open mind at the very least, as often as possible. I think
everything expands your mind.
Yeah, exactly. There's no non-mind expanding stuff.
I often find doing the washing up or doing some vacuuming. I mean, one of the jobs that I do is I actually clean a cinema, and that gives me time to think about things and expand my mind. I might actually listen to a podcast at that point in time as well, because you're doing it. Everything expands your mind, really.
But you do raise a good point. Is it best to do things with an open mind at least as often as possible? Yeah, I mean, if you can. I mean, everything's mind expanding, but an open mind often means receptiveness.
Yes. But where is an open mind then? Just gone off a bit of a tangent with this one, but where does an open mind become detrimental, do you think?
An open mind can be an avenue that indecisiveness uses. So I'm keeping an open mind. So it's about some people I know saying, I haven't made a decision yet because I'm keeping on my open mind about all the opportunities because I'm not sure yet. Sometimes an open mind is an excuse to be indecisive.
Yeah, so you're basically the open mind is you're waiting for somebody else to fill your mind up with something. Yeah, you're waiting for somebody else to fill your mind up with something. Now there's a very you can have times where you have two or three decisions to make and you don't know which one to choose, and then you ask for an opinion and then you listen to that opinion and then you listen to another opinion and you're like, actually what these people are telling me is leading me to my own conclusion. I think having an open mind can just be an excuse, like you say, for just
I know somebody who will ask 10 opinions and then still not know what to do. So actively doing nothing, which I've spoken about many times.
Yeah. Samia goes on to say in this question here, you've said in the podcast before that not all opportunities are opportunities. Can I ask, are these questions I raise an example of some opportunities being distractions depending on when they arise? It's interesting because I often think that when you listen to something that's not your own thoughts, it can often be a distraction, can't it?
Yeah.
It's whether or not you should be distracted at that moment in time.
Yeah, I know somebody who's always looking for opportunities in things, and there is always an opportunity, positive and negative. But this person, I often say, at some point you're going to have to make a definitive decision where you are going, because they will. They're suddenly doing something, and then you speak to them, and they're doing something else. And you ask, "Well, how did that happen?" And they said, "Well, I read something, so it evolved my view. I'm just trying to find the best, most productive way to use my time." And I'm thinking, "You're being distracted by new information is going to come in all the time. And if you don't have the tools in your box to actually say, actually, this is challenging my thinking, my strategy, my setup of what I'm going to do." But instead of stopping completely and saying, right, I'm going to reframe everything I'm doing around this new information, you carry on and envelop that new information in what you are doing, instead of saying, I'm going to stop and then start again once this new information has been incorporated, because this person never seems to move forward. But I do stick by what we say. Not all opportunities are opportunities. Some are just distractions. I wouldn't say depending on how they arise. It depends how our mindset is. But are these questions I raise, which is Samir raising this, an example of some opportunities being distractions. I'm not sure how that relates to the questions being raised. Are some of the questions opportunities or not? I'm not really sure to answer that. But you do say, is there enough time in the day to take on all the mind-expanding opportunities presented to us? And if we tried, other aspects of life that brings balance would be neglected. I think there's not enough time in the day to take on all opportunities, and not all opportunities are opportunities. But there is enough time in the day for perpetual mind expansion, yes. But balance is separate to that. It's knowing when to say, well, okay, I'm going to have 8 hours sleep tonight. And then another part of your brain was saying, yeah, but I'm not absorbing information and expanding my mind. Yeah, but you're letting your mind rest so it can expand.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure these questions are in the podcast are an example of opportunities are not all opportunities.
I was just thinking about an action maybe for this episode. I think there's a balance. This whole question seems to come down to an idea of balance. I always try to seek balance in my life. Sometimes that's not possible. Life is not in balance. And I always see it as a goal rather than a struggle to make some balance in my life. So to make sure that I do get a decent amount of sleep at night, to make sure that I actually look after my own mental welfare by doing the things that help me with doing that, you know, maybe doing some meditation if that's possible, or meeting up with friends for a drink, or going out to the cinema, which is something I like doing. On the evening of this recording, me and my wife are going to go and watch a play this evening. It's all about the balance. It balances out the other things that are happening within your life, whether it's professional or personal. Balance is such an important, I think it can be a very important thing in your life.
Another important thing in your life is buying a ticket for our live event, a live incarnation of this podcast, Environmental Debate Live and Unscripted. It's at Bothy Vineyards on May the 27th. It's in Oxfordshire. Early bird tickets are available. The police are on their way to get them now, if you notice. If you look down in the description, you've got a link to the Eventbrite. And we often ask, where's the venue and who are the key players? Well, the Bothy Vineyard, it's a former vineyard now. They're collaborating with us again and to bring another environmental debate live and unscripted. This event will be a fundraiser for the organisation Wild Oxfordshire, with 50% of the profits being donated to them. Every time we do one of these live events, 50% of the profits go towards a local environmental cause or the cause of the host that's hosting us. And Wild Oxfordshire is all about bringing people together to do the best for nature on their patch. They collaborate with numerous individuals, communities, organisations, offering expertly collected information and inspiring information, bespoke advice and nature-based solutions. The public address at this next live one will be better than at the pilot at the same venue, because Radio Chawa are coming along and they will be supplying a sound engineer and proper microphones and
and
that. So everything's improving each time we do one of these, William.
It just means we put the pilot together mainly between Stuart, Sienna and myself. We were the ones that were pretty much doing everything, weren't we?
Yeah.
We had volunteers on the day, but we learnt a lot from that first iteration of this, and I've taken that learning into this full, what you could almost call this the full, fully, first fully fledged environmental debate live and unscripted.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really interesting event.
Yeah, there's only 30 tickets available.
Very exclusive, yes.
People are saying that we're easily going to sell out of that, and we're going to have a list of people who couldn't get tickets, so we'll run another one.
Yeah, and there was a potential one towards the end of the 2023 as well, isn't there?
In Watlington, in South Oxfordshire.
Exactly, yeah. I would say it's an exclusive event, but it's the prices are not that exclusive, we say.
No.
Go and have a look at the link in the description. And go and buy yourself a ticket, because it's going to be a really interesting event. And with because it's got 30 tickets that could sell up very, very quickly.
Yeah, and they're already selling. Crack on, son.